MP for Yape Kusagu in the central Gonja district of the northern region, Alhaji Amadu Seydu, has expressed serious concern about the activities of timber merchants and charcoal burners who have invaded the forest reserve around the Mole National Park with impunity. He said though previous governments have over the years invested heavily to address problems of illegal chainsaw operations, environmental degradation and deforestation, these social vices persist. Alhaji Seydu expressed this concern at a mini-derba organized by the Gonjaland Youth Association in Kumasi to usher in its new national executive. Razak Baba has the details.
The 9-member national executive of the Gonjaland Youth Association was elected at its 37th Congress at Poli last month to run the association for a 3-year period. They are Alhassan Dramani, president; Kofi Idi, first vice president; Mrs. Abiba Abdullahi, second vice president; Dramani Dari, secretary; and Amin Muhammad, treasurer. The rest are Zakaria Akibu, organizer; Dramani Sahaku, assistant organizer; Mahama Haruna, public relations officer; and Mrs. Ramatu Brahima, Women's Commissioner. The Gonjaland Youth Association, which was formed 37 years ago, coordinates the development of Gonjaland. The MP for Yape Kusagu, Alhaji Amadu Seydu, said one of Ghana's prime game reserves, the Mole Park, is under serious threat from the activities of illegal chainsaw operators within the catchment area. He noted that even though the situation has got out of hand, authorities have failed to turn their attention to the state of affairs in order to find a lasting solution to it. He therefore commended the National Executive Board of the Association for waging a campaign against the situation. He challenged the officials in charge to find a solution to it as soon as possible. Alhaji Seydu explained that government continues to introduce policies and programs to better the living standards of Ghanaians and urged the association to be proactive in supporting to achieve its goals. The MP for Damongo, Adamuta Wakilu, urged members of the association to remain united to champion the path of love, unity and cohesion towards revitalizing, rebranding and re-engineering the association's vision. The district chief executive of Kwabre East in Ashanti, Adams Idisa, also expressed worry about the pockets of conflicts and chieftaincy litigations, which he said are derailing the progress in the north, adding that the district assembly common fund earmarked for development projects is invested into conflict resolution. Mr. Idisa therefore urged the various tribes in the north to bury their differences and see their mutual welfare development as paramount. The national president of the association, Alhassan Dramani, said he will continue with the unfinished projects of the association. Mr. Dramani reminded the youth of Gonja that the hallmark of success is humility, respect, obedience and discipline. They should therefore give maximum respect to all ethnic groups in the north and also consider them as partners in development.
Razak Baba filed that report.